Payback by Kimberly Chambers. Narrated by Annie Aldington. Prologue. Whistling zippity-doo-dah, Trevor Thomas felt as happy as a pig in shit as he walked the mile-long journey from the pub to his mother's house. As a lad, Trevor had never truly appreciated the sights, smells, atmosphere or community spirit of the East End of London. But after years of living in Yorkshire, he sure did now. Had it not been for his good fortune on the football pools, Trevor would probably still be stuck in a loveless marriage in Leeds. £24,000 was a hell of a lot of money, and there was no way that miserable, greedy, nasty bitch he'd got saddled with was going to get her mucky paws on his windfall. Leaving his four kids behind was a small price to pay if it meant him keeping all the money to himself. Only his mum knew about it. She'd hidden it under her floorboards to keep it away from prying eyes. What Trevor didn't realise as he stopped to chat to an old pal before continuing his journey was that his run of good luck was about to come to a very abrupt and gory end. Vinnie and Michael Butler were sitting in a white Ford Transit van. Michael was in the back, Vinnie in the passenger seat, as though he were waiting for the driver of the vehicle to return. Both were wearing dark hooded tracksuits to hide their identities, and seeing as they only ever wore the finest designer suits and drove top-of-the-range cars, Vinnie doubted even their own mother would recognise them.
"This could be him now, bruv."
"No.
Hold your horses, it isn't." "I hope he fucking hurries up, Vin, because our alibi will be blown sky high if he doesn't." "Stop panicking. We got stacks of time. Like I told you, you've no need to get your hands dirty at all, Michael. Hold up. Speak of the devil and it appears."
Still whistling the song he couldn't get out of his head, Trevor spotted the two tall men in hooded tracksuits leap out of the van. Apart from wondering if they were boxers who'd been training at the gym, he thought little of it, until they grabbed him from behind. Before Trevor could shout for help, tape was placed over his mouth, and he was chucked into the back of the van like a roll of old carpet. As one man expertly tied him up, the other leapt into the front and drove the van away. Eyes wide with a mixture of fear and shock, Trevor now wished he'd listened to his mother's words of wisdom. "As much as I love and miss you, it's not safe for you to be living back in the East End, son. That Vinnie Butler's a real force to be reckoned with now, and he won't have forgotten what you did to him. He isn't the type of man to let bygones be bygones." As the van trundled along, Trevor shuddered as his abductor took his hood down. Vinnie had been 15, Trevor 19, when he had eloped to Leeds with Yvonne. But even at such a young age, Vinnie had already carved out a fearsome reputation back then. That was why Yvonne had insisted they left the area. Trevor wished he'd never clapped eyes on Yvonne Summers.
"Not the greatest choice of song for you to be whistling, was it, Trevor? Because my, oh my, your day is going to be anything but fucking wonderful," Vinnie chuckled as he ripped the tape from his victim's mouth.
It was quite dark inside the back of the van, and it wasn't until Vinnie switched on a big static torch like the ones workmen used that Trevor could properly see the man whose girlfriend he'd stolen all those years ago. With his mop of thick black hair that he wore brill cream back, and his menacing eyes that were a piercing shade of bright green, Vinnie looked even scarier in the light than the dark.
"What you going to do to me? Please, don't hurt me, Vinnie, I beg you. I know what I did was wrong, and I'm very sorry, but I swear if you let me out this van, I'll do anything you say. I'll even move away again if that's what you want. On me mother's life, I will."
Vinnie couldn't help but grin. He had waited years for this moment, and intended to enjoy every second of it. Trevor had lost all of his hair, had yellow teeth, and reminded Vinnie of a fly that was stuck to one of those sticky tape traps that his mum had in her conservatory that was desperately trying to untangle itself.
"If I was a forgiving man, I'd let you jump out this van right now. Unfortunately for
Sample complete. Ready to continue?